Josh.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in.
Of course.
So since this is called Coffee and Conversations with Rachel, I think you're a coffee drinker, right?
Yeah, just
okay,
a little bit.
I was like, I remember from Trek a little bit. What is your go-to coffee?
Go-to? If I'm trying to just wake up in general, I probably just get just a normal basic black coffee. Not much if I'm trying to wake up. But, you know, going to Summer Moon sometimes, especially just hanging out with my sister, you just have to get something kind of sweet when you go there.
Okay. I don't like coffee, but I do love their chai tea. It's my favorite.
I need to try chai tea.
Oh, you need it. It's a blended chai tea. They blend up the ice in it. It's really good.
Interesting. I'm gonna try.
Yeah. We are starting a new series, College Bound. Nice. And since you're a senior about to go off to college, I just wanted to have a few of y'all in here about the youth group, your experience, what you think college is going to be like, adulting, all of that. So I guess, how long have you been at Westover and your favorite thing from the youth group?
So I've been at Westover since 2016, I think.
Okay.
Which I was in, what, fourth grade, I think. And my favorite thing we do is we do a little trip every spring break to Impact, which is in Houston, Texas. We go there, we go to like a VBS and we hang out with these kids and do little service projects every day. That's definitely my favorite because it's a lot of combination of we have great memories, but then we also get to like see the joy in these kids and see God working in these kids. I don't know. That one's a lot of fun.
Oh, awesome. And y'all do like a lot of stuff. So
yeah, that one's
a lot of
one.
Fun impacting things. Mm-hmm. How have you grown spiritually in the last 4 years in the youth group?
In the last 4 years, I'd say definitely during like the mission trips that we've gone on, doing things like in Wyoming or again, Impact or little things that we do here at the church sometimes. I've always felt kind of like a good connection to that ministry kind of thing. Just going on missions and different things and being able to like show God's love to like everybody in our actions through like clothes drives or food drives or even like going door to door, just like asking how they are and everything and just trying to bring them to Westover. A lot of those kinds of things where we get to go out into the community and a lot of like just service in general has definitely kind of changed my faith.
Oh, that's awesome. So you are about to head to college in the next couple months and you don't know where you're going yet, correct?
Yeah, I've a couple options that I'm going through. Yeah.
What do you think college life is going to be like? Adulting, just going to classes and all that stuff?
I think it's going to be an experience for sure. I think from stories that I've heard from friends and my sister and everything, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of more work than it was before, just being in school and living at home and everything. But it sounds challenging, but I'm really excited for it. Honestly, I think that the being able to like go out on my own and like just experience life as it is, especially with God with me doing that, having him also as like a backboard doing all that, that sounds a lot more exciting to me.
Okay. What are you most excited about college?
Most excited about is just living on my own, honestly. Not having to share a bathroom with my little brother. Just the little things where I get to like start depending on myself to kind of make sure that I can hold myself accountable.
Okay. And is there anything you're worried about, stressed about, or maybe not find out till you get there?
Yeah. I mean, definitely the balancing school part. The school part, I mean, if I end up going for ministry, that's going to be super cool. But yeah, just school in general is going to definitely be an interesting part of it. Because even now, like in high school, having to balance like my home life and school life is already challenging as it is because it's so much school.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think that part, just trying to have a balance is definitely going to be an issue.
Yeah. Are you feeling good about like cooking meals and doing laundry?
Definitely.
And
the cooking meals part, for sure. I've been in a culinary program at my school for the last couple of years. So I already know like all the basics of cooking and everything. So that part I'm really excited for is to like maybe like experiment with new meals and everything. But like the laundry part, I mean, that's, I think now that I'm going to be all right with, but I know in like 4 months in, I'm going to be forgetting about it every day. But yeah, it's going to be interesting for sure.
Okay. I need you to come cook at my house. I was like, I already don't like cooking much. So
I made a beef Wellington on Monday. So that was,
wow, Josh, I haven't even done that. So
it's a lot of fun.
Do you cook for your family a lot?
Sometimes, occasionally I'll make like some random chicken tenders and different kinds of things and fries and just whatever I'm asked to make.
Yeah. Your college roommates are going to love you, whoever ends up with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what, is there a college you're leaning towards right now or?
I'm kind of balancing between the two. There's Houston Christian in Houston, obviously. Yeah. That one, mostly because I love Houston. I've always felt very connected. Like I said earlier with Impact, I've always been super connected to that place. Just in general, like the whole, like the life there, the everything about Houston, I've always just felt kind of drawn to it. Kind of like a place where I can go and like do ministry and kind of just like bring God to like everybody there. And then also ACU, because I know that ACU has like a great ministry program. And I know that ACU, there's a lot of people that I know there. So that would be a lot more like comforting and more home if I go there. But I don't know. I'm leaning more towards Houston Christian just because of the place. And I just want to be there to kind of like grow and explore and all that. But yeah.
I feel like when I went to college, a big thing was getting involved in church and like finding that and like your own faith for your first time kind of thing.
Yeah.
You're the one having to get yourself out of bed and go to church and get involved. Are there, I don't know, like practices or spiritual things that you'll take into college with you that you kind of do now? And
I think, I don't know, that's also a little bit of something that I'm scared about is just like, but I know that once I can get connected to a church, just definitely like, I think I've always been pretty good about waking myself up. But to be fair, I've been living in a household with five people for the last 18 years. But I think it's definitely, I want to bring like the connections that I can have with people and like try to find like my own little community if they have like different kind of classes like how Westover does.
Yeah.
Joining something like that to kind of make myself feel a little bit more welcomed. And then I my goal is to get there and find a place and connect to it immediately.
Yeah.
Just because, I don't know, I think it's important to kind of have some kind of connection with whatever stage of life you're in.
So what are you looking forward to besides just going to college? Any certain hobbies you want to do or things you want to get involved in?
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's definitely like that Impact Church again.
Yeah.
That's over the past couple years when I've been going, there's a children's minister there. Her name's Caroline. She's lovely person. You should meet her sometime. But she has offered me a couple of times to work as an intern for her, and they do really need interns at this church.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely, if depending on like the area and everything and where I'm staying and all that, definitely like working there and being an intern and kind of just helping and being involved with that church in specific. Just because, I mean, all the things that I've done there, I feel such a close connection that I'd love to like go there and help them get their Sunday mornings, whatever they need, and other little things that they work on and all that. And then aside from that, I mean, I've always loved cooking, like I said before, maybe finding a job somewhere that could be in like a restaurant
and
I could work on different skills and whatnot. Cause that cooking is again, like one of the things that I do most these days. But yeah.
Maybe like college will have a class or something like that. I remember A&M had classes for everything that was like fun.
Mm-hmm.
Is Impact, do you feel like how that kind of got you involved or interested in ministry more?
Definitely, yeah. I mean, working alongside with all like the leaders there and everything, they've all come from all kinds of different backgrounds, not even necessarily from like ministry. Like most of them, there's a lady with like a biology degree. There's somebody with the accounting degree and everything. But they all kind of come here because they all fell in love with the same mission of just serving people to bring them closer to God. I think definitely just with that and then that being shown in all their actions and their VBS, they have an amazing VBS. They have a week during spring break and they also have a good chunk of the summer dedicated to just that VBS. And it's this whole very elaborate kind of crazy, sometimes big, I don't know, it's a big summer camp and everything, like VIP camp, but for 6 weeks out of the summer instead of three days.
Wow.
Which is, that's just, you see all that and it's just, you see how much they love on these kids and how much they will get excited to talk about God, or you can see like the joy in their eyes whenever they're wanting to come up to you, race up to their big buddies and be like, hey, guess what? I learned a Bible class today, or whatever, other things like that. Definitely those kinds of things that I've been able to see have built a very strong connection to this church.
That's awesome. And when I'm hearing you talk about Impact and just college and all that stuff, Impact, I just feel like that is a great opportunity to get plugged in and get community when you're away from home, and that spiritual aspect that you're going to need, and people checking in on you and being like, hey, Josh, where were you at today? Because I do feel like when you're in college, that's a big thing, right? You could just choose to not go to church or choose to not go to class. I mean, you'll flunk your class, but, you know, just like church is like your choice now. Mom and dad kind of aren't pushing you to do it. So that's huge that you're even thinking about doing that and getting involved in that kind of community.
Yeah.
So Well, Josh, thank you for stopping by Coffee and Conversations with Rachel.
Of course.
Thanks.